Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. Michael Carrick believes United's players showed their character as they delivered a 2-0 win over Villarreal in the first game since Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's sacking on Sunday. Late goals from Cristiano Ronaldo and Jadon Sancho sent United into the last 16 of the Champions League as group winners. That was following Atalanta's 3-3 draw with Young Boys later in the evening. The performance was far from perfect. Carrick could take credit though, as the introduction of Bruno Fernandes and Marcus Rashford in the 66th minute changed the game that Villarreal had edged to that point. Speaking though, after the victory, Carrick said, "The biggest positive I'll take is how everyone adapted, the reaction and how they pulled together." United, who travelled to Premier League leaders Chelsea on Sunday, are still pushing ahead with their plan to appoint an interim boss until the end of the campaign before making a permanent appointment, with Carrick holding the fort until he hears otherwise. Speaking though about what the result could do for him personally, Carrick said, "It's not an important result for me, it's an important result for the club, it's important for these players, it's not about me by any stretch of the imagination." And finally, United have reportedly contacted former Barcelona boss Ernesto Valverde about the role of interim manager. Valverde is one of a handful of potential candidates to take charge until the end of the season before United hire a permanent boss. United are focusing on an interim boss to replace Solskjaer. They feel that recruiting Paris Saint-Germain coach Mauricio Pochettino immediately may not be as straightforward as has been suggested. Former Spurs boss Pochettino said on Tuesday that he was so happy at PSG and that he will not be distracted by links to the United job. Valverde does fit the template of an experienced coach who may not expect to get the job on a permanent basis after the stint as interim manager. The Spaniard's last managerial roles with Barcelona, whom he guided to successive La Liga titles and the 2018 Copa del Rey, before he was sacked in January 2020. That's all for now. We'll have more later.